Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 55 Plus Screen-Free Activities for Kids by Asia Citro is a practical family activity book built around hands-on play, sensory exploration, and low-prep creative projects for children, drawn from the Fun at Home with Kids. Comsite, the book gathers more than 150 activities that help parents, caregivers, and educators replace passive screen time with simple experiences children can touch, mix, build, pour, and investigate. Its content reflects Citro's background in science education, which gives the book a clear developmental purpose rather than treating activities as disposable crafts. The emphasis is on materials that are inexpensive, easy to find, and adaptable for different ages, from babies and toddlers to school-aged children. Many projects are open-ended and invite experimentation rather than a single correct result, making the book useful for homes, classrooms, and gift kits. In the crowded category of children's activity books, it stands out for combining accessibility, visual appeal, and practical educational value. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a playbook built around screen-free, hands-on alternatives. The central purpose of the book is to offer families a structured way to reduce screen time without turning play into a chore. Rather than presenting a few elaborate projects, it supplies a large volume of easy activities that can be used repeatedly in ordinary daily life. That matters because the problem many families face is not a lack of interest in play, but a lack of ready ideas that are quick enough to be realistic. Citro's format addresses that gap by making the book more of a practical reference than a one-time read. The activities are designed to be accessible on demand, which increases the chance that adults will actually use them. This also shifts the book away from entertainment alone its value lies, in helping children move into active, tactile engagement with the world. In that sense, the book functions as a behavioral tool as much as a collection of recipes, giving adults a clear alternative to default screen use. Secondly, sensory materials and recipes that make experimentation central. A major part of the book is its focus on sensory play through slime, dough, paint, foam, gelatin, and other texture-based materials. These activities are not included just because they are fun. They are chosen because sensory exploration supports early learning through touch, movement, and observation. The book reportedly includes multiple slime recipes, dough recipes, paint ideas, and simple sensory setups, which shows a deliberate effort to vary the types of tactile experience. That variety matters because children respond differently to different textures and processes, and repeated exposure helps sustain interest. The book also emphasizes taste-safe or allergy-aware options in some activities, which broadens usability for younger children and more cautious settings. By making experimentation central, it encourages children to notice cause and effect, compare materials, and explore changes in form. This makes the book especially strong for adults who want play that feels playful but still has developmental substance behind it. Thirdly, open-ended play that supports creativity and problem-solving. One of the book's most important strengths is that it does not force activities toward a polished, finished product. Instead, it supports open-ended play, where the child's choices shape the outcome. That distinction is significant because many craft books are product-driven. The adult leads, the child follows, and the activity ends in a predetermined object. Citro's approach is different because it values exploration, variation, and repeated invention. This is why the book includes suggestions for adaptations and variations, allowing one base idea to become many different experiences. Open-ended activities tend to encourage children to make decisions, test ideas, and revise their approach, which naturally develops problem-solving. They also reduce pressure on adults, because success is not measured by perfect resemblance to a sample photo. In practical terms, that makes the book flexible for mixed-age households and for children with different attention spans or interests. Its creativity is therefore not decorative. It is built into the structure of the activities themselves. Fourthly, low-cost materials and household sourcing make the book easy to use. The book's accessibility depends heavily on its material choices. Much of its value comes from the fact that the activities use common household or grocery store supplies rather than specialized craft tools. That lowers the barrier to entry for parents and teachers, especially when activities need to be set up quickly or repeated often. It also makes the book more realistic as a long-term resource because the reader is less likely to be blocked by rare ingredients or expensive equipment. Several reviews and summaries emphasize that the supply lists are simple and that many activities can be assembled with items already at home. This practical design matters because children's activity books often fail when the setup demands exceed the payoff. Citro seems to have structured the book to minimize that mismatch. The result is a collection that can serve not only as a source of play ideas, but also as a guide for making small sensory kits class materials, or gifts. Its frugality is part of its usefulness, not just an incidental feature. Lastly, a developmentally informed resource for parents, educators, and gift givers. What distinguishes this book from many similar activity collections is the way it connects simple play to developmental purpose. The material is geared toward fine motor practice. Sensory processing, scientific observation, imaginative play, and language-rich exploration, which makes it relevant beyond home entertainment. Citro's background in science education helps explain why the book feels intentionally designed rather than randomly assembled. It is useful for parents who need practical activities, but also for preschool teachers, babysitters, grandparents, and anyone putting together a child-friendly activity kit. The book's broad age coverage is another strength. It includes ideas that can be adapted for babies, toddlers, and older children instead of locking into one narrow stage. This flexibility helps it function as a long-lived household reference. In the children's activity genre, that combination of developmental grounding, visual appeal, and easy implementation is what gives the book its staying power. It is not just a list of things to do, it is a framework for better everyday play. In conclusion, 150 Poise Screen-Free Activities for Kids is best suited for parents, caregivers, preschool educators, and anyone who regularly needs fast, engaging, and low-prep activities for children. It is especially useful for households trying to cut back on screens without relying on rigid lesson plans or expensive craft supplies. Readers who value sensory play, open-ended exploration, and practical developmental benefits will get the most from it. The book also works well as a gift because its ideas are easy to share, replicate, and adapt for different ages and settings. Compared with many children's activity books, it stands out for its combination of accessibility and intent. The activities are simple enough to use in real life, but they are also clearly designed to support learning through play. Its greatest advantage is that it does not treat screen-free time as a vague ideal. Instead, it provides a concrete library of options that are colorful, affordable, and genuinely usable. That balance of simplicity, flexibility, and educational grounding is what makes it distinctive in its category. If you would like to support Asia Citro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.